I have never been real good at math. And to be honest with you, math tests kind of just got the best of me. But I know this, I would hate to be tested up against Jesus in math. And not just because he's the Son of God and knows everything. Yes, that would definitely make it hard even if the rules were fair. But he doesn't play fair when it comes to math. For instance, did you know that 2 plus 5 equals 12? Yeah, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're having an amazing Wednesday morning, afternoon, night, whenever you listen to the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, you guys, thanks for reaching out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. I literally got an email there today saying that someone thought I could be a model if I lost a few pounds and they have a program for me. So whoever sent that, thank you. Thank you for thinking so highly of me. Yeah, anyway, let me hear your ideas, thoughts for the new year. Some of you have already shared some. Thank you. Now, also, if you need a website, check out websticks.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. He will do you right. And again, if you're listening to me on 97X, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hearing, rating, and sharing the podcast. Now, let's get into this idea of math, shall we? I'm going to read to you John chapter 6, and here's a math test from Jesus, and you'll figure it out. So sometime after this, Jesus crosses the far shore of the Sea of Galilee. A great crowd of people follow him because they saw the signs he performed healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside, sat down with the disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for all these people?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered, "It would take more than a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up and said, "Hey, here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far can that go?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down. There's plenty of grass in that place. The grass you sit on, guys, okay? There you go." And they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those were seated as much as they wanted. They had all the fish they could eat. When they had all had enough, he said to the disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled the 12 baskets with the pieces of 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. Like I said, 5 plus 2 equals 12. So my question for you today is, how do you see life on a regular basis? Has a lot to do with who you are, your attitude, your outlook, and whether or not you're nice or fun to be around, to be honest with you. Do you see life mostly as problems, as predicaments, or do you see most of life as an opportunity? Yeah, I know, some of you are already rolling your eyes. Yeah, I know, it's not a problem, it's an opportunity. But look, how do you see your spiritual walk? See, all the disciples were quiet, sitting there, when Jesus said, "Hey, how are we going to feed these people?" But Andrew at least spoke up. Sure, maybe he's just trying to score some food for Jesus, you know, get on the good side. And if there's any left over, he and his bros get a little bit and, you know, makes him look good. Regardless, at least he pointed out what he had, what was there, to Jesus. But wait, that's not all. Does it strike you as odd that Jesus starts out by letting the reader know he's testing Philip? Does that seem right? Kind of like, "All right, listen up. This is how this is going to go down. I'm going to make Philip look like an idiot, but Andrew's going to come through." I don't get why he does that, but the truth is that Jesus, he didn't cause the people to be hungry, nor did he cause them to not pack lunches, so this is a natural problem in and of itself. But what he does with this normal problem, when you have thousands traveling by foot, is to use it to test his followers. He was testing Philip. But it was Andrew who saw the opportunity. Hey, do you see opportunities in life? I mean supernatural opportunities in life. Or do you just see things that you maybe aren't qualified for or courageous enough to take on? Or maybe you just see things that make you uncomfortable? I'll let you figure that out on your own. Probably both, more, some, all. But what if you started looking at everything as a test from Jesus to see if you go after it like an opportunity? Now look, I know, you have a million excuses. A million excuses to not take on life's problems and difficulties as opportunities. Okay, I get it. We all feel somewhat disconnected to that supernatural power that we see in Jesus or in others, you know, the heroes of the faith. But that doesn't negate that we are called to see them as opportunities. So if you sit there and go, well, look, I understand, but I'm just way too old to worry about this. You know, Mother Teresa didn't start serving the poor until she was 50. She could have said, well, there are a lot of opportunities out there, but I'm 50 and it's getting close to retirement. And no, age didn't stop her. And probably, I think, probably some of the biggest excuses is we think, well, it's not going to work out anyway. It's not going to happen. I mean, I don't have that supernatural power. So why even try? You know, Wayne Gretzky, great line. You miss 100% of the shots you never take. You got to be willing to fail in order to succeed. And that's more true in your spiritual walk than any other area of our life. Look, if I said, I'll give you $20 for every story you can tell me of you failing in your spiritual walk when it came to praying for someone or witnessing to someone or being a light to someone, or you would go out and you would do it because, hey, who doesn't want an extra $20? Or if you do it 3 or 4 times a day, 20, 40, 60, 80 bucks. So take it as a challenge. Take it as it's a story of failure, but it's a story I stepped into an opportunity. Now, the honest truth is we always come back to this one main excuse. Well, God only uses that guy or that guy. God doesn't use me like that. You know, I'm going to pull out every famous quote I can, including this one by Pablo Picasso. He said, I'm always doing things I can't do. That's how I get to do them and not you. Look, God will use you if you just take the time to step out. Will he answer every prayer with power and supernatural manifestation? Yeah and no. No, he won't. Let's not be foolish. Even the greatest evangelists, preachers, teachers, faith healers out there that I know of, God doesn't answer every prayer. But it is still our calling to step out in faith when we see problems. Yes, opportunities, but problems. Here's the biggest difference in life, gentlemen. If you don't step out, they're just problems. If you do step out, regardless of the outcome, they're opportunities. How so? They're opportunities to be faithful in your calling to serve God. The outcome doesn't matter. The opportunity is there for you to be a disciple and follow Christ. So take the step. Look for some fish and bread, and don't look at the crowd. Remember, 2 + 5 = 12. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast and sharing the podcast. And until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.